Route 24 is practically abandoned outside Leadville. No cars, no midday commuters, just Colorado Department of Transportation workers in hard hats and reflective vests. Martha Miller is a CDOT engineer standing with a yellow legal pad covered in scribblings on how to fix an enormous hole.
We're looking at a chimney that goes down to a railroad tunnel cavern.
A 100 feet deep, 30 feet wide chimney forming on top of a tunnel that dates back to the 1890s. And Miller says this could be the first of many chimneys off this underground tunnel. It's just the only one to break the surface.
So it's like fingers, and we don't know where any other fingers are. And that's what we're trying to determine right now.
That uncertainty is enough to cause alarm. This hole actually snakes under Route 24, and it is still caving in.
Yeah, and you'll see that. And if you would walk up and... ooh.
What was that?
That was material sloughing into the hole. So that's one of our biggest concerns right now, is any sort of weather. We have some folks here today that are saying if we get a major rainstorm, you're going to lose the whole road.
Back in the late 1800s, Leadville was the second most populous city in the state. Silver, iron ore, gold, and of course lead came up from the ground by the ton, leaving large gaps underground.
I can show you a map.
Yeah, could you?
Oh, here.
Bob Hartzell is the director of the National Mining Museum based in Leadville. He's gesturing toward a map in the museum's gift shop. It shows the land beneath Leadville cordoned off into a complex maze of mines.
All of these rectangles are mining claims, 300 feet by 1,500 feet long. This is Leadville, so you can see on the east side right up to the edge of town, there have been mines. I mean, they had a downtown mining district at one time, and it's really convoluted because they're on top of each other.
The railway under Route 24 that now has a chimney threatening to swallow the road wasn't solely devoted to the mining industry. It was likely used to transport supplies into the city and then ship ore back out. But it's similar to the abandoned mines under Leadville, in that it's a gaping void underground. It was deserted decades ago, has few written records to speak of, and was poorly constructed. Holes like the one along Route 24 aren't out of the norm to Chris Bissonette. He works for the state's Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety. It's his job to deal with abandoned mines that threaten public safety, and Leadville has hundreds, if not thousands, of those.
Swiss T's, I guess, is a term that you've heard in the past, but it's, we refer to them as extensive mine workings.
Bissonette says his office doesn't have to fix the hole on 24 because there's no direct link to the mining industry. But he says he's seen similar holes open up because of weather. Because this spring was so dry, soil and rock became locked together, almost like concrete. Rain dumped on Leadville the day before the hole opened up. Bissonette says that moisture can be enough to destabilize the soil.
Once you weaken that enough, then the whole roof, structure will collapse, and that's when you'll get these, surface collapses or surface subsiding.
Back along Route 24, a drill rig is positioned over the road. CDOT engineers are drilling down to find out how deep it actually goes. The hole started by just swallowing the shoulder. Now pieces of the actual road have started to collapse into the vortex. CDOT says the hole should be fixed before next month's USA Pro Cycling Challenge, when hundreds of cyclists will use the road to travel from Aspen to Beaver Creek. The price tag to fill the hole, upwards of $2 million. I'm Luke Runyon.